The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Coach O'Brien says we're confident. Ryan Griffin, CJ Fedorowicz, those two guys have really come back in great shape. We feel confident with that position and where we're at right now.
That is such a lie. Bill O'Brien, there's zero chance that he feels confident in what they've got it tied in.
All you got to do is say, we got to get better production out of that position.
Yeah.
We think those guys can do it, but they need to do it.
I mean, would that be offensive to you if you were a tight end? I'm confident in tight end. No, you aren't. Stop it.
Don't get me wrong. I think Buddy Ryan's a great defensive coordinator, but he gets too much credit for the 85 Bears.
He was not a great head coach. He was a pretty good head coach. But as a defensive mind, there was nobody better. Go look at what he did with those Philadelphia teams defensively. He wasn't a head coach, okay? He was never going to be a great head coach. This revisionist history to say he wasn't a great defensive coordinator is just stupid. And if you look at the impact he had, and thanks for the call, but I couldn't disagree with you more.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, we had some football talk. We had Sage Northcutt on. We got into AJ's strange fear of poo again. All of that available at podcast.
That's a pretty rational fear.
Maybe that water is, but you're the guy who won't use one of the non-urinals here because you're afraid poo is magically going to jump into your penis somehow.
No, I just don't want to. I just think it's gross. I think that it's an unsanitary environment.
Yeah, and that urinal in there where people pee on the top of it is really sanitary.
I'm telling you, I complain about that too, don't I? But it's a I got two evils to choose from. I gotta take the lesser.
And I'm going to take the other evil because I can just kick the thing and flush it so I don't have to touch anything.
I don't want if I walk up to a toilet and it's not flushed, I can't use that toilet. I just can't.
Well, and there's only one in there, so good luck.
God, the other week, Raheel and John were doing Facebook Live. They played this game with Fletcher. They do a Twitter thing where he has to choose A, B, or C, and you know, this week it was B and C were nothing. A was he has to stick his hand in the urinal and they just flush it. So we go in there, he does it. It's pretty sick because there was urine already in there.
Does he know that they cheat at that game?
Yeah,
he doesn't know.
Hey, well,
oh my God, he's so stupid.
Dude, for one thing, yeah, and that is not a guy you want to do that with because that guy is going to be the one that we got to worry about coming in here with a weapon one day.
I don't need that.
And no, he's scary, all right? That ponytail, that innocent look that he has, that guy scares the hell out of me. You can't be, you don't poke that bear.
Well, anyway.
I hope he comes in and gets them first, though.
So I wanted to see him do it. So I go in the restroom with them, and he does it. And then I kind of just take a step back, and I see the urine, the toilet next to the urinal, and somebody took a giant crap and stuck a bunch of toilet paper in there and did not flush.
Ugh.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen here. The worst.
Wait, someone took a crap in the urinal?
No. The stall next door.
No, at the old place, somebody took a crap in the urinal when we were over at...
That urinal was so massive. I mean, that was like a swimming pool.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Okay, I'm going to share this. This was going to be gem of the day until AJ had to cross the streams on a story if we don't know if it's real or not. But basically, self-pleasuring can be fun, right? But you can be overdoing it.
Okay.
So according to this thing, this is how you know if you're overdoing it. Number six, it hurts. If you're doing it so much that there's physical pain, you're overdoing it, okay? You ever had that problem?
I think at some point I did. I mean, I was young.
John?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've all been there. Okay.
Like mostly it's like you rubbed it raw or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's much younger, but yes.
Yeah.
You're craving it day and night, unable to focus on anything else going on in your life. No, I haven't gone that far.
I have.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on, what was that one?
You crave it day and night, unable to focus on anything else going on in your life.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. That's, how about this? You avoid sex because of how difficult it is.
Never.
Because your body no longer reacts to a real live body as a turn on.
No.
I'm not going
to
say.
If that happens to you.
I'm not going
to
say never, but pretty rare. John's being awful quiet in there.
Was there ever a time where, well, I'm guessing when you were masturbating a lot, you just couldn't get a real woman.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
Right.
But when I did, it's different because, excuse me, that I wanted to have the sex, but I wasn't getting to the finish line. So remember that story I told you?
Yeah,
it took two hours?
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
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 So I kind of abstain now because, and it makes the sex that much better.
Let me just say this.
Will you abstain from masturbation?
Now I do. Yeah. Because it makes it that much better when you actually.
When you say that, like, how? What do you mean abstain? Like, how long have you gone?
As in, like, when's the last time I actually self-pleasured? I can't even remember.
Wow.
Like, weeks or months?
It's been months.
What?
Yeah, it's been months.
Like, how many months? Just give a guess.
I can't even remember.
Christmas?
That could be a good number.
Wow.
Like, months. Yeah, it's been a very long time. Cause
that's
it makes
unbelievable.
Because I waited out to until the next time we do it, it makes it that much better.
Man,
you know what else?
Good for you.
You know what else?
Although it doesn't. You don't last as longer.
But you don't ever go on like on trips and stuff where you're without your girlfriend.
No,
right?
No.
Yeah, because like when I go to Vegas and stuff, oh, it's just constant.
You know what also caused you to go that slow? If you drink too much alcohol and then try to have.
That's happened before, yeah, too. Is that on the list?
No, but that, because that has nothing to do with self-pleasure.
That's right.
But yeah, I think we've all been there. Okay, I don't believe this, but they state it as a fact. Excessively self-pleasuring will result in hair loss. No one here has hair.
Next.
So. Number two, you're not satisfied. No one can do it better than your hand. You become happy, unhappy, and impatient.
Yeah, that's what I was experiencing.
Really?
I think you were just too used to it. I think you could
that's
do
what
it
saying.
Now. You could probably supplement with it now. But I think at the time, you were just changed.
And finally, it can ruin relationships because you prefer self-pleasuring over having sex with your partner. Well, sometimes, yeah.
That's never been the case for me.
Well,
yeah, no.
Oh, and whether you're with them for a really long time, and then you'll be like, you know what? I got this.
Tyler says, personal record for abstaining myself is 10 months.
Jeez. Man. I mean, mine's probably be... I mean, I've maybe made it a couple weeks before.
Jeez.
No, that's not true. I think there was one time when I was like, I had made a challenge or something, and I may have gone a month, but, I mean, it's very difficult. Yeah. I was, especially in my youth, I was just insatiable to the point where, like, we'd be out in the field when I was in the Army, and, you know, you're around a bunch of Army dudes all the time, and the only time you could get out on your own was when they'd wake you up in the middle of the night. And everybody had an hour shift as the like the watch, and I had to do it then. And I had first of all, I was filthy. I had no pornography out there with me. I had no, you know, nothing to help along with the process. I just had to do it. But I had to. You had to at that age. I'm impressed that you, Jong, have gone possibly 6 months, are we saying?
It could be longer than that. I really, really can't remember the last time.
That's unbelievable.
And how long you guys been dating? About a year now?
No, oh, no,
like
no,
almost
no.
3 years, right?
It's going to be 3 years oh, wow. in December.
And it hasn't slowed down yet?
Jeez. No.
Okay. Gabe says, personal record, he made it all the way to lunch today. I hope it wasn't while you were eating.
Halfway through lunch.
Yeah. Oh,
is that mayo? Is that...
Stop. Shame on you. Oh, boy. 713-780-3776. Let's give away three more poker spots. Win a seat into the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. The first round is Thursday, June 30th at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7, but all players must register to play by 6:45. Top 25 in the qualifier, win a seat in the final round, and a chance to win the grand prize. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. And if you want to play at my table and you win one of these spots, just shoot a text to the show and with your name, and I'll put you on the list. So I've got like three so far, so three more, and I'll probably take like nine because some of you won't show up. So anyway, callers, did I give caller numbers? 15, 16, 17. Boom. Just like that. All right, should we get sportsy again since we've kind of been non-sportsy for a while?
Yeah. What's our zip code here, Jung?
77056. All right. You ordering something?
No, I'm locking up a guest in studio tomorrow. But I don't have an exact time locked in. Sometime between 4:30 and 5:30.
Got a name?
Derek Lewis.
Mm. Oh, cool.
So he's fighting Roy Nelson next weekend. He's heading out to Vegas on Friday. So I wanted to make sure we got him before he left to Vegas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see, hey, good win for the Astros last night. And I don't want to do my one bit where I'm talking about the Astros, but David Delaney did an hour on him. So where I don't want to dog him. But did you see what Chris Bryant did last night? Three home runs and two doubles.
Good at sports.
Yeah. Man, they're going to regret that one. And a lot of people said it at the time. So, anyway. 713-780-ESPN. 772 says, most of those you'll prefer to actual sex, probably refer to use of pornography. I guess that's a possible thing there, right?
Maybe.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We come back. I got some sportsy stuff for you. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. And as the seasons change, you're going to want to revitalize your outdoor living area. And you want to do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, or your outdated driveway with a Carvestone overlay. Carvestone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less, so you don't have to tear out all the old stuff and start over. If you've got a bad looking patio, bad looking pool deck, let these guys do it right. It's trowel, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks amazing. It's cool to the touch, slip-resistant, and it's very durable, twice as strong as concrete. In fact, Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can do residential and commercial projects. Give them a call. Let them see what they can do for you. They can also help you save some money, too. I didn't mention that. They've got several monthly payment options. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. 713-465-0400. Get that Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. You can check out their showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. You're going to be amazed at what they can do in your backyard. Or you can look online at the Carvestone Projects Photo Gallery, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tune in at 7 tonight for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. Actually, I think he's calling it Iceland Matters tonight, and England is not. So Glenn Davis, 7 o'clock. My buddy Adam Wexler just tweeted this out. After starting the last three games, A.J. Reed not in tonight's lineup. Gonzalez at first base, Gattis at DH. A.J. Reed, since being called up, 0 for 10 with 6 strikeouts.
Yeah, he's not been good.
Yeah, but, I mean, that happens to a lot of guys. And but give him a night off. See what happens. All right, let's grab a phone call. Matt, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you.
It's a UFC 200. Kind of more Brock Lesnar questions here. First part is he quite possibly the biggest draw as far as making money for UFC? He's not the. I don't think he's the biggest star on a consistent level, but I think he might be the biggest draw. And realistically, does he have a shot? Because he hasn't been training, and I don't know much about diverticulitis, but it sure did look like it affected him quite a bit towards the tail end of his little UFC run he had.
Brock is – I have a hard time because he fought in a different generation than what we've got now, but Brock was the first crossover mega superstar that the UFC ever had. And – they've had two since, and comparing Brock Lesnar's stardom to Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor is difficult. But he's one of the top three biggest draws and biggest stars, for that matter, that the UFC's ever had.
And I guess we'll be able to quantify it after we see the buy for it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's going to be hard to say because this is a card that would have sold a ton of pay-per-views without him. It's going to sell more with him.
Yeah, I don't think it would have sold the most ever without him, though.
Maybe not. And, by the way, the one that has sold the most ever, UFC 100, had Brock Lesnar on it.
Yeah.
As far as if he can actually fight, I don't know. I hope so. When I've seen Brock Lesnar at full strength, he's been amazing. He did not look the same after that bout with the diverticulitis. He looked like a lesser version, but we'll see. I don't think that he hasn't been training. I think this is one of these guys who he takes this very seriously, if nothing else. He is a very, very competitive man, and I know he's a pro wrestler, which, you know, you would think he's just – it's a joke to him, but he does take this competition side of it very seriously, which is why he left pro wrestling to begin with. He's not going to want to go out there and get his ass whooped, and he doesn't need the money. You know, he makes more money in the WWE than he'll make in the UFC.
But he's made a ton of money over the years in the WWE, too.
The guy he's fighting is no joke, though. Mark Hunt is a very, very tough dude, and it's a guy who can knock you out, and Brock Lesnar has proven he does not like getting hit in the face, and we've seen that in a couple of it. The last few fights he had, turning away from contact, and we'll see if that's changed. I don't know. He's definitely a reason to watch. If you don't have one already, UFC 200, Brock Lesnar is making that a very interesting card.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And you know what? We have three spots left. I'm not going to give anything away for Hey Man Bleep That today. We'll just do Hey Man Bleep That. But let's give away the last three spots. And if you get one and you want to be at my table, just text the show afterwards. But win a seat to the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. First round is this Thursday, June 30th at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. The tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45, even if you win this. Top 25 in the qualifier get a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. Let's go 20, 21, 22.
And the last person that won the last time you gave it away hung up. So we have four spots.
Okay, so we have four, so we'll also do 23. How's that? Yeah. I could hear you in there yelling that. Can I... I have two quick stories. One is, guess who would be open to returning to your New York Knicks?
John Starks.
Jeremy Lin.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, somebody's got to pay that guy.
Who would you rather have, John Starks or Jeremy Lin?
At this stage, John Starks.
I think so.
Yeah.
Close.
Now that they have Derrick Rose, I wouldn't think. Although he'd be a backup, right? He'd be a sixth man. Isn't that kind of the best role for him?
My guess is he's a sixth man until Derrick Rose gets hurt.
Well, which... means he'll be starting most of the time. But he's interested in returning there, but he wants to be someplace long term. God, I heard the Rockets mentioned as a possibility for him because he likes D'Antoni. I'm like, please, no, not that again.
All right.
Does that mean Chris Baldwin will come out of retirement?
Maybe so.
So, but yeah, your buddy Jeremy, free agent. I know you get paparazzi sometimes because you're a big time star, right?
All the time.
And how do you deal with them? You pull your gun on them? Do you just shoo them away? Do you ignore them?
No, I just try to pretend like I'm deaf. That's usually a go to, or I don't speak English, and then they usually think it's not me.
That would almost work, except this was Jaromir Jagr in the Czech Republic, and these guys spoke Czech, so he could have not spoken English. It wouldn't have worked. But he's 44 years old, and he's still kicking ass at hockey, and so apparently in Czechoslovakia, he's a huge, huge star. So apparently this guy parked outside of his home for 2 days trying to get pictures of him and his girlfriend. And so he goes out, and he tells him, "Are you proud of what you do? Are you not ashamed of the way you make money? This is not to snap a few photos. It's more spying." So you'd think he's ticked off. So he goes in the house, makes the guy lunch, brings him sandwiches, gives them to him, a Twix and a banana. That's pretty generous considering you just ripped the guy for sitting outside your home for 2 days. It's like, oh, are you proud of this? Okay, here's a sandwich. I don't think I would give the paparazzi a sandwich. I'd starve him out.
I think I might have too.
Yeah. I think I'd wait for him to, it's kind of like a siege, right?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't get to see too many sieges in Game of Thrones this year, but it's like that. So you want to starve him out. 2A1 wants to have Jeremy Lin back just so we can read from his diary again.
That's true.
There was that. And I'm sure that diary would be very difficult, especially dealing with James Harden all the time.
So it would be full.
It would. Oh, man. Just saw this. Drew said, talk about the guy who self-pleasured at lunch. Would you say that guy had pulled pork for lunch?
No.
Oh, boy.
Stop it.
So he says, or you could put a Vicodin in his sandwich. Or, speaking of what we were talking about, put a little special sauce on that sandwich. No, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I just starve you out. Sooner or later, you'll get hungry and you'll go down to the Czechoslovakian equivalent of Whataburger, whatever that is. And that's when I'll leave. Did you see the numbers from Game of Thrones Sunday night?
No.
8.9 million on first run, which is about a third of what they'll actually wind up doing with all the HBO Go and everything else. With the streaming numbers this year, the average episode has been 23.1 million people watching that show. So up about a million from last year's season ender, which means a lot of people have been catching up on the prior episodes. And it's kind of interesting because the stream numbers off HBO Go for all the other episodes are way up. So basically people are binge watching now to catch up, which makes sense.
Of course.
But actually my Hey Man Bleep, that has something to do with Game of Thrones. That's a tease. But we have another segment. We'll do more sports. Or non-sports.
More sports?
Yeah, you know what? Let's be non-sportsy, damn it. Who knows? We'll decide when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Tiny tail.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's get Lamont on. What's that? What's up, Lamont?
Hey, man, how's it going, fellas?
Sportsy.
Yeah, Fred and A.J., man, I had a question for you guys about Game of Thrones. Exactly how many... I kind of get confused. I'm so deep inside this Game of Thrones show right now, and I'm kind of focusing on the White Walkers. Exactly what are the White Walkers? Are the White Walkers just the Night's King and his little crew, or all of those zombies. Ultimately, I'm trying to find out how many White Walkers are they? Or are we just seeing the White Walkers as those five or six guys, or is everyone considered a White Walker? And Fred, this is for you. Have the White Walkers ever purposely went out and harmed humans? From everything that you've read and everything, I knew that ultimately that's why that they were built to be terminators to humans. But from everything I've seen, it seems like that they're only protecting their own ground. It don't seem like that they're going out trying to do any harm to anybody. I'm going somewhere with this, and I'll get to it eventually. But I don't think the White Walkers are what we think they are.
Well, that's why I'm on Team White Walker. But anyway, no, I think, well, the Battle of Hardhome, they attacked the wildlings, or the free folk, as John likes to call them. And I think,
but the wildlings was on their turf, right?
No.
They tried to get them into the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they went after them, and that's the assumption is that they're trying to get past the wall to get there. And as far as how many others, well, White Walkers, they're the others, as they call them, I don't know how many there actually are, like Craster's sons, the ones that he turns into versions of himself. But the other ones are whites, basically the zombies that are created when people get killed and they get resurrected. So they've got a white army, WIGHT, not to be confused with White Walkers. And
just like they spell S-E-R.
Yeah, which I know drives you nuts. But then a group of, I don't know how many, I would say it's less than 20 probably of the Night's King. And
when there was I forget which season it was, but when they did that zoom out of everybody, somebody I think took a screenshot of it and they counted 13, including the Night's King. So they think it's 13, and I think they killed one of them so far, or two of them. They've killed two of them, so maybe 11 left.
Yeah, but then we also saw him turn one of the babies into another one who obviously hasn't grown into one yet. So, and technically that's what Benjen is. He's kind of one of them.
He's just a mild case.
Yeah, he just can't get past the wall either. But that is one part of it. There's just not much about them in the books, and we haven't gotten to that part of the story yet, except on the TV show. So, anyway, hope that answered it. Let's I'm going to change my Hey Man Bleep That, but listen, I love nerding out on this as much as anybody, and Jong has gotten as bad about it as I have. But those of you who are out there, somebody texted the show yesterday and we were talking about Jon Snow's heritage and says, oh no, you have to call it R plus L equals J. That's what the theory's called. That is too far, guys. Okay. When you're making up and saying you have to call a theory something like that, you've got issues. All right. And I love you guys and I will booger eat with you until I'm purple. But don't. If that's that, and when are we going to see the Clegane Bowl? Stop naming these things. Okay. It's not a bowl game. It'd be a fight between the two. A bowl game is a bowl game. Stop with the freaking R plus L equals. Anyway, I got a better one. Let's grab Joey real quick. What's up, Joey?
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports.
Hey, I hate to derail the show and talk sportsy things here, but y'all were talking about Jeremy Lin. Had me curious. So I wasn't a blitzer back when the whole Lin Sanity thing happened, where he was scoring like 30 points a game for about a month. But I was just looking to see, you know, from your all's perspective, what was going on as far as making him so successful during that run, and then obviously caused him to come crashing back down to earth. Just curious to get your all's take on that. Appreciate it.
Well, I think what happened is he got an offense that if you're a point guard and you get hot, you can put up some numbers in a hurry. And he had a really good stretch where he shot the ball very well. But we see this with a lot of players. The league then kind of adjusted to him, figured out what he could do, took away some of the things that he did well. And when you add that plus a guy who struggles to play defense, then all of a sudden things start unraveling. And really good players will adjust to what a defense is doing to you. And he never really did. Now he's, over time, gotten to be a functional six man. Still can't play any defense. But I think he had a very brief stretch there where he played great offensive basketball in D'Antoni's system, which we've seen point guards do really well in. But again, I think the league adjusted to him. That would be my take on it.
I just think he was he's just not that good of a he wasn't that good of a player, but he played really well for a good stretch, and everyone got really excited about it.
And he got paid for it.
Yep.
Hey, Soccer Bilal's on the line. Let's get him on. What's up, Bilal?
Sports and Thrones, gentlemen.
Sports and Thrones to you.
Question, and this is just my personal theory. Do you think the White Walkers are leading the army of the Whites down to get revenge on the Children of the Forest for creating them and then bailing on them once the wall was built?
Well, I think they already wiped out all the Children of the Forest.
Yeah,
so.
They're all gone.
Yeah, that all happened with – that was Bran's fault. You know, we could start listing the things that Bran has done poorly. That was one of them. He let himself get touched. So that got the Three-Eyed Raven killed. That got the Children of the Forest killed. That got Hodor killed. Poor Hodor. So I don't know what their motivation is. We just don't know enough about them, and there's just not enough in the books for anybody to really guess. So 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. I have a much better Hey Man Bleep That for you. So, I think. Joe says, I'm a Rocket fan, but I wouldn't mind seeing Jeremy Lin. Let's face it, it's going to be a dumpster fire no matter what.
That's true.
Yeah, there is that. So, I think we're going to find out the White Walkers aren't bad guys.
Yeah.
And
I still think they are. I mean, but bad guy is a relative term in TV these days.
I don't see him.
I sit there and watch the Americans every week, and I'm cheering for Russian spies. You know, the times have changed. There's no longer good guys and bad guys. We watched Sons of Anarchy and cheered for motorcycle gangsters that were doing criminal activities. We watched Breaking Bad and cheered for a drug dealer. There's the good guy and bad guy concept is kind of gone.
Well, even Raylan Givens was.
Yeah.
He had his issues.
Yeah.
There's no question. And let's face it, Danny is probably the one you root most for, and here's somebody who was about to burn entire cities down and kill everybody in them.
Yeah.
Innocent and guilty. And, by the way, she's got these Unsullied and these Dothraki, and she's about to unleash those on the people of Westeros. Oh, and dragons?
Yep.
If you kind of break it down a little bit, maybe she's not, maybe not the best person. That's why I love Tyrion. Tyrion's my favorite guy.
He's my favorite, too.
Yeah, Lamont says, Bran, just another dumbass Stark. The truth is, which Stark is not? Like, Rob let himself, he marries a chick. That was just dumb, marrying that chick. That got him killed. So he's gone. Bran makes all these mistakes. Rickard, serpentine, one time. Yeah, Rickon, excuse me. Arya's probably, now that she's gone through all this, is probably pretty good. John, boy, military. Hey, I'm glad you're king in the north, but I sure hope somebody else is doing your military stuff. It's like, okay, let's come up with a plan. Then let's just run right out here. Woo! Anyway. 646 mentioned Orphan Black. Sarah's a drunk thief druggie. Mm. Yeah, and I love her. And Helena in that show is a murderer, and she'll chop you up in a heartbeat. I love her. I would marry her in a heartbeat.
It's not as easy to identify the good guys from the bad guys as it was when it was like Superman versus Lex Luthor. It's not that simple anymore on TV.
A32 says, did you hear Herm Edwards on Game of Thrones on Rosillo and Connell? I did not. I have not. I'll be honest. I have not listened to anything other than Us or Satellite for about 3 months. I have not heard a show on the station. I'll tweet out a few things like I saw Barry and Dylan had Nolan Ryan on.
Yeah.
So I tweeted that out, but I didn't listen yet. Sometimes I'll go listen back to podcast stuff if somebody has something good, but just... Are we supposed to be listening to every other show on the station, John? Is that part of our thing?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking because I'm not. Doesn't mean I don't like them. Anyway... Quick break. We come back. Hey, man, bleep that. We'll wrap it up. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Play poker in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic Thursday. We're playing at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Bring back Big Snack Poker League as a tournament director. Sign in for available seats at 5 p.m. We'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15 to find the top 25 who will advance to the final for a chance to win the grand prize completely free. Corey says you miss a lot of Granado insults by not listening 10 to 2. He loves to say your name. Hey, I love John. I think these guys are great. And Craig Shelton's mad because I didn't want to listen to his show. It's nothing personal. I don't want to hear anything before I come on because I don't want it to affect what I'm going to say. And by the time I get done, I don't really want to hear anything else. I just want to listen to music or comedy or something and get my mind off of it. It has nothing to do with anybody and what they do. It's just, we do our show, and that's that, and that's all I really care about. Is that wrong?
I don't think so.
I mean, I honestly, I don't want to hear somebody else sitting here and talking when we've done this for 3 hours. I like listen to that comedy channel when on Sirius, so I get something to laugh at, or I listen to music. I like to, or some of the local stuff that we play. I'll plug in, but man, I want to unwind. I don't want to sit there and get other people's take on stuff. So sorry if that offends you guys, but I mean, that's kind of how things have developed. And during the day, I don't really have time anyway. I'm doing other stuff. I mean, I don't. The only time I'm in the car anymore is driving here. And I damn sure don't want to hear another show before then, because I don't want to take what they say and try to have it, you know, have it be an impact on what I'm going to do on this show. And that's, sometimes you do that subconsciously. So I had to quit listening to shows before this one. So anyway, let's do a Hey Man Bleep That. John, would you like to go first?
No, you guys can go first.
Okay. I'll go first. Miko Grimes, Ayesha Curry. Go away, both of you. Honestly, you're only famous because you married somebody famous. Miko, you're famous because you're crazy. Ayesha Curry got all mad because people, you know, was doing memes of her family and, you know, her being, you know, pictures of LeBron's face on Steph Curry's. Funny stuff, but she got all mad about it, so of course that made it worse. Look, you're only famous because of who you're married to. You're not out there doing, you're not out there changing the world. You're not out there doing great things. You're an Instagram star because of that. Quit bitching about it. Either get off of Instagram or get out of my face where I don't have to see what you have to say. And everybody, please quit making it a freaking story every time these guys complain about anything. When I saw both their names on there today, I'm officially never mentioning either one of you again unless you're in jail or something. To you guys, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
You know I'm against ISIS. I think you're against ISIS, Fred. I'm pretty sure Jong is.
Yeah, I'm against calling them ISIS because that's a cool name and they don't deserve that. I like calling them those scumbag Islamic terrorists.
Well, apparently, the FBI had a list, the ISIS kill list, of a bunch of citizens that ISIS wanted killed. They didn't tell people. The lists aren't public, obviously, but a news organization obtained some copies and made some sample calls to the everyday folk who appeared on them, most of them from New York, Texas, Florida, and California. There were more than 15,000 people on the list. In Texas alone, the site identified 22 people and a sampling of 24 names who did not receive any notification that they were in ISIS's crosshairs. They also identified two local police departments whose citizens were on that list that also got no alert from the FBI. This included people in Austin and Houston. And
no, we're not on the list, are we?
It's, I don't know, because I haven't been alerted.
Oh, man, that would suck. Because we've said some very nasty things about the Islamic terrorist group.
Email, first name, last name, address, city, state, zip code, phone, neighborhood. That's the list. It's got all those things on it.
And I'm against that.
And the FBI just said, nah, we won't tell people. We don't want to get people charged up and worried. To that, I say, hey man, f*** that.
I really didn't have one, but thinking back this morning, the ride into work. So I'm taking 45 north, and I figured there's going to be a lot of traffic this morning, so I took the express lane. The only problem is the express lane is only one lane. Now, it's not a problem when people are going the speed limit. On this particular day, there was a taxi, like the one of those van taxis, that was going about 45 in the express lane. And to my, I avoided 45 because there's a lot of traffic around 59 and 610. So I thought the expressway would be a lot quicker. And apparently everybody in the express lane was going 45, and I could see all the cars on 45 north and 610 passing me by. And I'm against the drivers going that slow, 45, when the speed limit is clearly at 60 and you're in the express lane and I can see you holding up traffic. And maybe he was going slow because there was a cop right behind him. But to that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
All right.
Who was? Oh, did we have a judge?
No, we didn't have anything to give away.
We didn't have a prize. All right.
But I want to see those that list of names, because I don't want to be on that.
Yeah, we could easily be on that list.
But maybe, Fred, you get a pass because you're half.
No, they would hate me more than they hate you.
You think so?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because he's Americanized.
Yeah, and I don't like them. I'm not for them.
You're a Westerner.
Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, want to take one more call?
I guess so.
Let's get Malik on.
Malik, sports.
Hello.
Hey now.
I had a theory about Game of Thrones. I just started reading the books.
Okay.
How likely is it that Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen get married? Because Targaryens usually married their siblings to keep the bloodline pure.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the theories that's been thrown about, that she's his niece or she's his aunt, and they're okay marrying in like that. But I don't know.
I think one or both is going to wind up dead in the end anyway.
I think so, too.
So,
I do think Tyrion's going to sleep with Khaleesi, though.
I'd love to see that, although they may be half-brother and sister.
But he's earned that.
He has. I'd love to see him.
He's her most trusted advisor. All her other most trusted advisors got to get in that. Mm.
Jorah didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, well, he had the grayscale.
Well, that's before he had the grayscale. Well, he was spying on her.
True.
She's not going to trust him.
Yeah, she's not his most trusted advisor. Yeah.
And, you know, so when the finale, when we had Sam looking up in the Citadel, that giant golden thing at the top, a lot of people have pointed out that is the thing that is at the end of the credits. That's that gold ring thing. A lot of people have pointed that out.
They're reading too much into this stuff. That goes back to what I should have done is my hey man bleep that. And for the record, if you're a listener, you should listen to all the shows on the station. It's just, I don't, you know, we have to do this. We do this for a living. So we're trying to get you the best show we can. And that means sometimes you have to not hear these things. That's all. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Pretty solid D-minus today. But, you know, it's Tuesday. We will see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.